Hello, my name is Victoria Hume. I'm the Director of the Culture, Health and Wellbeing Alliance in the UK. I'm also a Research Associate at the BITS Institute for Social and Economic Research at the University of the Witwatersrand in Johannesburg.
Hi, I'm Megan Wainwright. I'm a medical anthropologist, and at the time of this work, I was a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Cape Town, and I now work in the field of mental health research in Canada. So the story of how Victoria and I met is quite important for this paper. We met at a medical humanities conference at Durham University in 2008, and then serendipitously, without knowing it, we both moved to South Africa in 2014. And Victoria from Johannesburg and me from Cape Town became involved with the Emergent Medical and Health Humanities Network.
And we thought that we could add something to this conversation about how the medical humanities might look in a South African context, precisely because we weren't from there originally and because we've both experienced the medical humanities or related fields in the UK. Some of these ideas developed a bit at a retreat that we held for the Medical and Health Humanities Africa Network. That's where the special issue was actually proposed by Dr. Catherine Burns.
Yeah, so the paper starts off sort of explaining our origin story, and then we basically talk about three main points. So the first point was about challenges of definition. So noting that many of our meetings, we spent sort of trying to figure out what do we actually mean by medical and health humanities, reflecting on our experiences in the UK, these were familiar issues. So in the paper, we talk about this similarity. We also note that it's actually quite important that the definition not be too specific or closed.
So we then move on to look at, I guess, the relationship between theory and practice. And this is an attempt to talk about the hierarchies within research and also how complicated it can be trying to work in a multidisciplinary area where you're trying to work between practice and research, and how that feeds into questions around our third point, which is to do with publication and the challenges there. Although there are logistical and practical challenges to this work in South Africa, the theoretical basis is very strong here.
And looking back at our experiences, our concluding remark is that medical and health humanities in South Africa, it seems to us to be starting from an immediately more critical position. And so perhaps greatest contributions will lie in taking the reins and moving forward this emergent movement of critical medical health humanities.